It has got many troublesome places. Yes, it feels it very well. But the popular Kovai is Sanjayavanam Kovai. Then comes the Thiruvarur Kovai by Ellappanavar. And there are a number of Kovais afterwards. At the beginning, we were having the Pandi Kovai. Who wrote it, we don't know. It is not full. Then comes Chitrapala Kovai by Manikavajaya. That's a very nice thing.
Actually, sir, before we start, I have a question regarding some further Sirappu Payiram stanzas. These are for the Sighari Kovai, but written by Vedanayagam Pillai.
He may have written some words of appreciation about other Kovai. He cannot write about his Kovai.
Yeah.
If our Vinayagam Pillai, as composed Kodathur Kovai, Vedanayagam Pillai will not talk anything because this in just in talking about the glory of Vedanayagam Pillai in every verse. Oh, what yes, it is very good. Yes, left off some of my glories, nobody will say that. He has written the Sighari Kovai, and that has been well appreciated by Vedanayagam Pillai. Sighari Kovai should have been written previous to Kodathur Kovai, the last Kovai. One Sighari Kovai, then Vyasa Kovai, and Kodathur Kovai.
Vadavur Udithu அன்னாள் திருக்கோவை உரைத்த மாணிக்கவாஜகரே சிறபுரத்தில் இந்நாள் ஆதவனின் தோன்றி மீனாட்சி சுந்தரன் என்று அரும்பெயர் பூண்டு ஒரு கோவை அரைந்தனன் காழிக்கு ஏதமில் தில்லைக்கோவையாவது தில்லைக்கோவையாய் தில்லை உவதின் தில்லைக்கோவை ஆயுவதின் மூத்ததெனினும் கற்பனை நயத்தில் இக்கோவை முன்னாம் மூதறிஞர் வைகளும் பாடப்பாட வாக்கின் முதுமை கொள்வார் என உலகம் மொழியும் மொழி மெய்யே. இது பியூட்டிஃபுல்லஸ் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் ப்ரெக்னென்ட் வித் மீனிங். வாதவூர் உதித்து, வாதவூர் உதித்து அன்னாள் திருக்கோவை உரைத்த மாணிக்கவாஜகரே.
மாணிக்கவாஜகரே, the same gentleman who is called Manikavajaya. But one thing you must know, the four Saivait saints, Appar, Sundarar, Sambandhar, Manikavajaya, their names are the names given by the Lord Shiva. For Jnana Sambandhar, what was the name given by the father or mother, we don't know. The Jnana Sambandhar is story has been explained in 1250 verses. Though it is elaborate, what is the name given by the father and mother, we don't know. The name Jnana Sambandhar is being told only when he was able to drink the milk of the goddess and get that name. Then the name of Trinavakarasar, the name given by the father and the mother was Marulnikya. Trinavakarasa was the name given by Lord Shiva when he began to compose poems. Then, and Sundarar, Lord Shiva has given him the name Vantondar, a devotee who has come by compulsion. Vantondar is the name given to Sundaramurthy Swami. Sundaramurthy is not his name, it was the name of the devotee while he had been in the Mount Kailas. Where Sundarar was in his previous birth, in the Mount Kailas he was called Sundarar. Annavandaya Alala Sundarar. That name is continuing. Lord Shiva had given the, well, he had been the petty servant of Lord Shiva in Kailas. That name had been given by Shiva to him. And now he has been born in this world, he was called Nambi Aruran. The name that Shiva had given him, because he was arguing to become his slave, he called him Vantondra. And Manikavajar, his name was only Vadavura, because he had been born in Vadavura. Vadavura is not an ordinary place. It is the place where our Kabila had been born. Vadavura was born in Vadavura. Nidima Madhuganagal, Nettil Irippayanroor, Kadalu, Kavidevadam, Kabila Narpirandamudu. A place has got a speciality if it had given birth to great people. Our Ramayavar says Kuruhur about Nallar Navil Kuruhur Nagaran. This Kuruhur is being praised by great poets, he says. So, without Ramayavar we can't do anything. He is the poet of poets. Now, the Vadavura is the name, the Manikavajar is the name given by Lord Shiva while he had been in Chidambaram during his last days. So, that there is a story, traditional story, that one day while he had been in residing in his hut near Chidambaram, Lord Shiva came to him in the guise of a savage saint and requested him to recite the verses which he had composed before. He recited all the verses. Then he copied them. He asked him, kindly write a verse, a kovai, in the name of Lord Shiva. He just composed his kovai. Lord Shiva has copied even that also. And he put that the bundle of the palm leaves had been put in the sanctum sanctorium. The next day, when the priest came and opened the door, they saw the manuscript. They were able to understand it had been composed only by Manikavajar. They went to Manikavajar, requested to come and see and give the meaning of the verses. He stood before the Lord and disappeared. So, the Chitrambala Kovai, the Kovai where Chidambaram is predominant. The Lord of Shiva finds place in every verse. Vadavur Udithu, being born in Tiruvadavur, Annal, some 1,000 years back. Because there are two opinions about Manikavajar. Some people say he belongs to 3rd century. Most of the people say he belongs to 9th century. That he belongs to 9th century is correct. He belongs to 3rd century can never be that happen. The places, the sacred places which is mentioned never find place in any of the Sangha literature. 3rd century means Sangha literature. Even in Shilapadiyara it doesn't find place. How can he be? The words that he has used, Namashivaya can never become in 3rd century. Shivan, the word even Shivan has come only in, for the first time, Shivan, the word comes only in Shilapadiyara. Shivagadi Nayakan. Shiva means auspiciousness, not in the proper noun. Shiva means auspiciousness. Yaram Shivamburin Niyi Chairman, like that. Vadavuril Udithu Annal, that is during the 9th century. Thirukkovai Uraitha, he has composed a book by name Thirukkovai, but the arrangement of the themes are a little bit different. Unlike other Kovai, because after Thirukkovai had been composed about two or three centuries back, the Nambiyahapural had been written. The Nambiyahapural is the, for the present, it is the book for Ahapural. Before that, we must think of Irenar Ahapural. But it is very, very short, only of 60 sutrams. Only by the commentary, it comes just like a story. Regularly, all the Kalavis had been listed only in Nambiyaharpural. Before Nambiyaharpural, this Thirukkovai had been written. And the Kalavis are something different. And one great man by name Parasiriyar, he preceded Nachinarkiniyar. About 50 years before he would have been. And he has written sutras about for the Nambiyaharpural, for all the Kalavis, he has written sutra. It is a little bit different. Manikyavajahare, the same Manikyavajahar who had composed Tiruchitrambala Kovaiyar in the 9th century, being born in Tiruvadapur. Now, the same gentleman has taken rebirth after 1,000 years. Shirapurathil in Trichy. Shirapuram means Trichinavali. Tirushirapuram. Innal Adavanin Thonri. He has been born like the rising sun. Adavan. Adavan means the rising sun. He has been born like the rising sun. That is, the brightness means knowledge. Meenakshi Sundaran Yendru Arum Peyar Pundu. Having the very good name, Meenakshi Sundaran. Oru Kovai Urai Arainan. Kalike. He has written one Kovai for Sigali. What is the speciality of Sigali? You see, as many as 279 sacred places have got the songs of the Devar and Trinity. These people are among them. Only Sigali is having 71 padigam. Sigali is having 71 padigam. Chidambaram is having only 12 or 13. Next to Sigali comes Thiruvaru. It has got 36. Next comes Thiruvayumale, 24. So, only Sigali is the place which has got a number of poems in the Devara. For that Sigali, he has written a poem. Oru Kovai Arainanar Kalike. For Sigali, he has written. Yedamil Tillai Kovaiyai. Yedamil Tillai Kovai. Tillai Kovai means Chidambaram. The Chidambaram Kovai, which had been composed by him previously, which has no defects. Yeda means defect. Ill means without. The Chidambaram Kovai, which is free from doubt, defects. Ayuvadin Murthadu. By age it is elder. Chidambaram Kovai was written in the 9th century. And this Sigali Kovai has been written in the 19th century. In the age, Chidambaram Kovai is older. If you consider the age, Chidambaram Kovai is older. Ayuvadin by the age. Murthadu. Enninum. Of course. We can take it as worthy because it is elder in age. But in the imagination, etc., only Sigali Kovai is better. Karpanai Nayathil, in the beauty of the imagination, I Kovai Munna. Only Sigali Kovai will be and exceeding the beauty of the Chidambaram Kovai. It will precede the Kovai in beauty. Why? People will gain knowledge by experience. Manikyavajahar has written the Chidambaram Kovai first. After getting experience, he has written the Shia Ikoi. So automatically it will be nice. The same man, the same Manike Vajagar, taking some other name, after some centuries of his knowledge, has come to write. Of course, that is older, but he is far better in imagination, etc. How can it be possible? Well, he has gained experience all these years. That was the first book, this is the second book. The knowledge which he has gained and in the medieval period will be found here. There is nothing new. Moodarinyar, great scholars. The trouble is, in Tamil, there are two words. Now we use everything as the same. There is one word, moopu. Moopu means old age. The root is moo. Another word, mudumai. Mudumai means great knowledge. Now, we don't differentiate between these two. There's a pity. Mudumai and moopu are the same, we think. There are places where mudumai and moopu are differentiated. மூப்புடை முதுபதி தாக்கணங்குடைய மூப்புடை முதுபதி தட் இஸ் தி செவன்த் அகநாவல் மூப்புடை பீப்புள் ஹேவிங் ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் முதுபதி ஹூ ஹேவ் காட் கிரேட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் ஐ நாலெட்ஜ் இன் தொழிலும் ஆல்சோ கழிந்தோர் ஒழிந்தோர்க்கு காட்டிய முதுமையும் Muduvai means great knowledge. Now, if there is a scholar who is old, he said, Muduperum Puravar. Mupudai Puravar, you must say. So, here, Mudaringar, scholars were very much in knowledge.